Hey, in today's episode, I accidentally said the name of the website was futureofdata.com. That is wrong. It's futureofdata.org. My apologies. Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the schoolofpodcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 15 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today we are taking a look at the future of data. Now, the interesting thing is when I tried to go to their website, which is futureofdata.com, and click on their subscribe with Apple podcast, that link is dead. So I'm listening to them here in Overcast, and it says discussion, session, and conversation with leaders, influencers, and trendsetters that are defining the future of data. And so we're going to listen to an episode called Bob, I believe it's Greifield, former CEO and chairman of NASDAQ, on leading the market through data transformation. And of course, I need to remind you that
the following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And it goes a little something like this. Okay, my first impression, cheesy 80s music. Anytime now. Yeah. Seriously, anytime now. That's ridiculous. Seriously. We're 25 seconds in. I haven't heard a single thing about what
Welcome everyone to Work 2.0 podcast. Today we have with us an very interesting guest. So very few times in our journey, we got to talk to some impeccable transformational leader who is not really just talking the talk, who has walked the walks. And today we have such leaders. So Robert Greifield, he's a chairman of Virtue Financials, Inc. He previously served as chairman of the board of directors of the NASDAQ Stock Market LLC until May 10, 2017, and as the chief executive officer of NASDAQ from 2003 to 2016. During his tenure, Mr. Greifield led NASDAQ through a series of complex, innovative acquisitions that extended the company's footprint from a single U.S. equity exchange to a global exchange and technology solution provider. Nearly quadrupling revenue, growing.
And it's so obvious that you're just reading his LinkedIn bio.
Growing annual operating profits by more than 24 times and achieving a market value of over $11 billion. Mr. Greifield is a member of Economic Club of New York and NYU Stern Board of Overseers.
We're at a minute and a half in, just for the record.
Overseers. He is a founder and chairman of the USA Track and Field Foundation, which supports emerging athletes and inner city youth athletics.
But are you going to be talking about track and field today? Why are you, you know?
Athletics. Mr. Greifield holds a Master's of Business from NYU Stern and BA in English from Iona College. With that, Robert, welcome to the podcast.
It is my pleasure to be here, and please call me Bob.
Yes, Bob. So firstly, to our friends and listeners and viewers, this is the book. And Bob, before I get into this, thank you so much.
And for the record, this is an audio podcast.
So much.
It would have been really good to say the title there for people who couldn't see it.
So much. Very few times, at least our entrepreneur side of our brain always crave for some experience from someone who is going through a transformation of a large corporation and going in at a personal level, talking about what goes in their mind and around them and walking us through that. So thank you so much for this journey. I do appreciate that.
Well, thank you for the kind words.
So before we jump in, love to hear about...
Before we jump in, because it's only been, we're up to 3 minutes now. By all means, take your time.
Hear about your journey. What brought you to NASDAQ? Like, what's the fabric of a leader that was able to pull NASDAQ up out of this mess?
That's real close to tell me a little bit about yourself, but I'm glad that you said, tell me about your story to NASDAQ. Now, depending on what this guy starts with, if he starts with, I was born in Indiana, I'm out.
Well, I would say this. My journey to NASDAQ was not the standard journey that existed back in 2003. Typically, to head an exchange was a sinecure appointment as you got to the end of your career. And it came from somebody who came from an investment banking background. I had none of those backgrounds to me, and I certainly didn't have the age at that point in time.
Yeah, I'm just bored. Here's the thing. I don't need Bob's background. This is about data. The future of data. Let me go back to your description. Discussions, sessions, and conversations with leaders, influencers, and trendsetters that are defining the future of data. And so I don't mind you getting Bob's background, but I would put that towards the end. Like, let's talk about data and data today with information that my audience can use today. And so, and then later, you could say, after you get done with a really good data talk, you could say, you know, you were the former CEO of NASDAQ. How did you get there? What was your path to that? When did you know, you know, what was your first job that you feel was the first step to get to NASDAQ or something like that? Because at this point, I don't care. And his backstory isn't going to help me at all. The music at the beginning was insanely long. And the other thing you need is welcome to the future of data where we blah, 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 blah. Hey, on today's show, and then instead of reading somebody's LinkedIn profile, why are you excited that he's here? Because I don't care about his sports career in college. Why did you bring him on the show? And then what can I expect to learn today? Nobody gets on a bus unless they know where it's going. And so you need to introduce the show, what it's about, so somebody can go, oh, yeah, that's for me. And then when you explain today's topic, they can go, oh, yeah, I'd like to hear more about that. So you kind of just jump. But that music at the beginning was like almost 30 seconds for just nothing, for nothing. And it seems a little, I don't know, it was just, it wasn't. So that would be my thing, because that's what this show is about, your first impression. I would start the music, start some sort of voiceover, introduce the show, introduce the topic, maybe introduce who you are. And why should I listen to you, and then get to the meat and potatoes? Something that's going to grab your audience and make them go, oh, I want to hear the rest of this. So if you would like to have, and again, if you want to hear the rest of this, go out to futureofdata.org. Also, again, your subscribe buttons don't work. I can't listen to your episode on your website. Now, normally, for the record, I don't do stuff like this on the podcast rodeo show. That's the stuff I do on the podcast review show. But I can't listen to your actual audio podcast. I can only watch it on YouTube. And maybe I want to download the audio file. So if you want your show on the podcast rodeo show, just go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the get reviewed button right there at the top. That will get you there. Now, if you want a full review, then what you want to do is go to podcastreviewshow.com. And again, you'll see an option there to get reviewed. That is an absolute full review. We go over not just your beginning, but your middle, your end, as well as your website, as well as your goals for your podcast. That's going to do it for this episode of the Podcast Rodeo Show. This is Dave Jackson from the theschoolofpodcasting.com reminding you there's always room for improvement. Take care. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.